Welcome back. You're listening to The Grumpy Gaze here on Joy 94.9. It just doesn't get worse than this. So Melissa Etheridge, that one about water.
Yes.
Yeah. She's got very dry mouth, that Melissa Etheridge.
She needs water.
Mm. I'm surprised she can sing anything.
A bit of lubrication.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so we're back again with our devilish segment, Room 666, the segment where we find a topic, a thing, a person, whatever, and we want to lock it away in the room of the devil forever because we hate it so much. Yeah, so this week it is my turn to put something in Room 666. Look, not particularly approaching this segment with any sapphic slant in particular, but it is something I touched upon last week in my Room 66 rant about the apps. You know, Grindr, Whopper, whatever you want to call it.
Well, let's face it, Matt. There was a reason that your song choice last week that for you in our sex edition was The Divinyls' I Touch Myself.
Sadly, yes. But anyway, my rant about the apps, where I was saying that picking up a guy or a girl on the apps as opposed to, say, at a bar or a club is a bit like internet shopping, is what I said. I.e., it can all go horribly wrong. Now, I didn't elaborate last week because I want to attempt to put internet shopping into Room 666 this week.
Ooh, this is going to be interesting.
Yeah, look, it's topical. You know, we're all in lockdown at the moment. I'm assuming that the whole idea of internet shopping has kind of gone through the roof a bit at the moment. I have a lot to say about it, but I'm not going to attempt the nine layers.
Well, on that note, wasn't it reported this week that, what's his name, Bezos,
the fellow who owns
Amazon, is about to become the world's first trillionaire thanks to COVID?
Yes, exactly. Probably. Says it all.
So kick us off, Matt.
So
where are we on level one?
So number one, one of the big casualties of this lockdown, of course, is bricks and mortar retail. Oh. And you could always argue that it was suffering long before the days of lockdown.
True.
But this annoys me because, especially if you live in a big city, there should be no good reason for this to be happening. With all of us having more and more leisure time, things like shopping should be gaining in popularity, not slowly becoming redundant. Therefore, the bricks and mortar retail experience should be booming. But it's not, because of bloody internet shopping taking over.
Is that because the world is holding me up as their leader and taking many leaves out of my book and becoming misanthropes?
Well, potentially, but then I would argue, I mean, do you spend your life internet shopping, Helen?
No, I don't.
No.
But surely if you spend your life internet shopping, you also then have to spend your life waiting for the delivery. Because that's what I find. They never turn up.
Exactly.
It depends what you're ordering, doesn't it, Doug?
Mm,
yes. And I'm getting onto that. And you didn't go out buying that new dining table on the internet, did you, Helen?
No, I didn't.
No, you did not. So what does this say about us? That we prefer to isolate ourselves, to sit in front of a screen and press a couple of buttons to do our shopping instead. Like, we don't do enough of that, because that experience is so different to the experience of sitting in front of a computer screen to do our day job, or sitting in front of a computer screen to listen to music, or sitting in front of a computer screen to socialise, or sitting in front of a computer screen to date, or sitting in front of a computer screen to order in dinner, or sitting in front of a computer screen to get off. It's only a matter of time before we're sitting in front of a computer screen to take a shit.
Don't!
Sorry for that image, people.
No.
Have I made my point?
You've made a point. Continue.
Mm-hmm. Well, picture our city centres in 20 years' time. There are no more shops. They're all closed and there's nothing else to fill all that empty space. They're not bars or cafes because no one goes to them anymore. They're not restaurants because no one eats out anymore. It's just a dead and empty city centre.
Well, couldn't you then take over the beautification, Matt?
Oh.
Of a dead...
Yeah, you know what I'll do? I'll get the Melbourne City Council to plant. Have a planting scheme in those empty spaces.
Will those people that actually don't do internet shopping in the future be called free-range shoppers? Or like, you know, because you get like your caged eggs and your free-range eggs.
Yes, exactly. We're battery shoppers these days.
We're battery shoppers.
Exactly. That's my point. Very good, Doug. I like that. Anyway, level two. Another problem I have with it is that it's all sight unseen. It's a case
just
of...
like Grindr.
Yes. Well, you know.
Well, it depends.
It's a case of you pays your money and you takes your chances.
Caveat emptor.
Yes. Buyer beware. And boy, do you take your chances. I mean, what could go wrong? Only the size, the colour, the quantity, the item itself, the cost. Who hasn't paid and then discovered it was in USD, not AUD? Mind you, I'm quite happy to turn a blind eye when it comes to other such websites when that happens, but, you know. The delivery, that pair of bathers you bought in summer arriving at the start of winter, that thing you bought that got stuck in you had to go to A&E, and, you know. No, just me? Okay, that's fine. Number three, it lies to you. I bought a pair of jocks from a very well-known, dare I say, homocentric Aussie brand. Well, they turned up, and all I can say is they looked completely different on me than they looked on the model. I was furious. Honestly, I'm inclined to sue.
False and misleading advertising.
Absolutely. You know, how could they get it so wrong? Number four. That is if it shows up at all. I cannot count the amount of times I've ordered something and it just hasn't even showed up. Although I've got a sneaking suspicion that a lot of it is going to the Finnish death metal listening neighbour who has a very similar address to me. Same numbers, just in a different order. Either that or he recently purchased the exact same hot pink studded latex mankini as I did. Yes, mate, I saw you in it putting your rubbish out the other night. Hardly something I would have thought he'd purchase himself to wear to an impaled Nazarene concert.
But how does he look in the Aussie bums?
Better than me. Well, he's a bit of a skinny little thing, you know what I mean? Needs to eat. Anyway, number five, which brings me to buying such things in the first place, right? Social media, and I'm talking about the latex bikini here, social media seems to think it has me all figured out. So you go onto the book of faces, whatever, right? And it tailors its marketing to me. I get a lot of ads, but they're only ever for the same sort of products. Which means that I'm obviously A, in need of every exercise gadget under the sun, mostly targeting the abs, thank you very much. And B, in need of endless amounts of fetish gear. Wish I'm looking at you. Enough is enough. The Finnish death metal neighbour does not need any more harnesses or mankinis. And as for the stuff they've marketed at you, AGM, well, it's just downright wrong.
Well, yes, there was... I saw a product and it was... Well, it was a butt plug that... Let's just say if I'd forgotten the lights on my bike, I could have worn it home. Okay. And I would not have been hit by a car. In fact, actually, probably would have been, just in shock.
Right, so...
It was a butt plug with a light on it. And the way it was marketed to me was with this lady walking down a street late at night in a denim miniskirt, and she was illuminated from inside.
She was glowing.
Lit up from
she
within.
She was glowing.
Oh, dear.
Now, I did think about this. It is actually illegal to ride a bicycle at night without lights. And then I thought, well, if I did go for my special option, imagine that, getting pulled over the police. What is wrong, officer? Your tail lights are working.
Oh, my God. What do you reckon, Helen? It'd be handy if you lost your keys and, you know, in the middle of the night or something. But
absolutely.
Yeah, anyway.
Doug, can you light up the night sky so we can find our keys?
Yes.
Now, just bend over. Anyway.
Exactly.
You know, I'm sure that's not the first time someone said that to Doug.
No.
So, Matt, have you actually succumbed to buying anything online that hasn't ended up at your Finnish death metal neighbour's place?
Well, yeah, I find myself buying anything from Miss Trilly these days. So I bought a fish that you press a button and it mechanically flips around. And that turned up, it was fine. But I think it's meant to replicate a real fish that is gasping for air and dying in agony. It's so cute. But look, even then, the video online had these gorgeous little cats prancing around and jumping for joy with this toy and having the time of their lives at this lifelike killing spree that was going on. And then I get it, and it's just too big for her, right? So I threw it at her playfully. It slapped her in the face, and now she's terrified of it. So a complete waste of money.
Isn't there a fish slapping dance? Was that what you were trying to replicate with Miss Trilly?
Well, she didn't appreciate it, let's put it that way. Anyway, so look, even buying travel on the internet seemed to go horribly wrong for me. You can literally sort of be all over the shop booking flights and accommodation at an actual travel agent, and there will at least be somebody there saying, well, no, hang on, those are not the dates you told me. Or are you sure you want to stay at this hotel next to the toxic waste facility? They're, you know, they're kind of there to sanity check you. But on the internet, you become your own travel agent. And I always get a little carried away booking such things. I always think it's a marvellous idea to do it over a glass of wine.
That goes well with chicken.
You know, and it just goes horribly wrong. And I remember the time I booked a hotel in Sydney, and I booked it a day short. And the only room I could get was this thing called, this rock and roll suite called the In Excess Suite. Well, the only thing about it that was in excess was that it was in excess of $1,000. Actually, it was a pretty cool hotel room, but, you know, I didn't intend to spend that much. So, look, what about you guys? Any internet shopping disasters?
Look, I can't say no. I'm pretty conservative when purchasing things online, I must admit. I never purchase clothes online because that's just a no-no.
Right.
I can't say I have had any great disasters. I'm sorry, I'm being all logically lesbian on you here, Matt, and the answer is no.
I'm not a big online shopper, and probably going straight into your clothes thing there, Helen. Because at the moment, with the lack of, let's call it, activity, internet shopping and buying clothes at the moment would be perilous, because even if at the point of ordering they were the right size, by the time they arrived, they would not be.
Yeah, because it turns up, you know, 2 years later.
2 weeks.
At your neighbour's house.
What are you saying?
2 weeks later.
What are you saying? Chunky kitching.
Absolutely.
Yes. So anyway, for all those reasons, I want to put this locked away forever in room 666.
Well, I it's a line ball for me this evening, Matt. What's your thoughts, Doug?
I think the internet is fantastic for doing things like non-tangible purchases. So your travel, your theatre tickets, your rock concerts. But for solid, hardcore goods and clothes, I won't do it.
Well, that's kind of where I'm going with it. Look, get out there and support your retail stores, people. Especially now. They make a city thrive and buzz and make life interesting.
I think the door's ajar on that one, Matt.
Oh, this is a new one. Okay.
Now, I want Doug to introduce the next song on our sapphic journey through this evening, because this is one he chose where he showed a modicum of knowledge in all things lesbionic.
Oh, we all know this one.
I do. And speaking of internet shopping, the reason a lot of people internet shop is because they're craving something, which might give you a little hint as to what this song may be. Now, we are talking about that very, very, very lovely Canadian songstress with the name of KD. And I saw her once in concert, and she was astounding. But even if you didn't know that the singer herself was fond of other ladies, the
audience, you were blind.
The audience gave it away. There was a lot of ululating. There was a lot of yodeling and ululating. I mean, it was a little bit sort of, you know, sort of like Native American. A lot of tongue action.
Speaking in tongues.